Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Richie Valens bringing us back, otherwise is known as Ricardo Valenzuela. The late, great Richie Valens. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with our good friend Bob Dylan Schneider. Robert L. Dylan Schneider is the name on the book, A Time for Heroes, which is one of his many books that I recommend to you. Bob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about Memorial Day, folks. It's Memorial Day in America, 2019. Bob, one of the things I want to talk about is a little bit of politics because this has kind of been thrust upon us. You heard me talk about the ideal of liberty. That is energy. That is a gift. That's a demonstration that you and I lift out of the Constitution of the United States of America, and we deploy it and employ it in the form of state laws and local laws and local things that we do to provide order and to create opportunity and for you and me to have the quiet enjoyment that we have today, the safety we have today in America on Memorial Day. And all of that's sprung from the ideal of liberty. The founders were free, but they didn't have liberty. They wanted liberty, and so they created this. The framers created this great nation from whole cloth, and ever since then, our men and women have poured out the last full measure of devotion to deliver that liberty to us, not for a Republican, not for a Democrat, not for democracy, but for the ideal of liberty. And when I see these politicians espousing socialism, I don't see a lot of liberty in socialism. What do you think?
Jim, first of all, it's great to be an American and to have liberty. And it's something that most people around the world don't enjoy. I don't think many of the politicians really understand the concept that you just described. I think they're into their own game. They're looking for ways to get elected. They're looking for ways to spend the money they get. They really don't understand the principle, the high-minded principle of liberty. I mean, they should be taking the American public, every man, woman, and child in this country, to a higher level of appreciation of what liberty really means. That's what I would like to see.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to encourage young people who tend to be, I think, the target of these socialist politicians is that it's okay to be liberal, because the liberals that I know, the way I think of liberals in America today, the politics today, Bob, are people who believe in the free market system. They believe in our economic system of capitalism. They just want to be fairer for people that they have ideas about that. They're not espousing socialism. The people who are espousing socialism today, they want to replace capitalism with socialism. They don't want to tinker around the edges. They want to replace it. And that's not an ideal I think people will die for. What do you think?
I think that people will step up if they see their lives threatened. They won't step up for the things Elizabeth Warren is talking about. They won't step up for the things that the mayor of South Bend is talking about. They won't step up for the things this guy in Houston, Texas, is talking about. If they see their lives threatened, their way of life threatened, they'll step up, they'll do something about it. That's what we have to engender in our people. That's really what Donald Trump has done. Trump has said to all of us, you want a better life? Here's what you have to do. And we've all stepped up, and the economy is booming. Unemployment is at an all-time low, lasted 50 years.
People have more self-determination today with higher wages and higher employment and more opportunity. That's the headwater of liberty, because it gives you self-determination. When you have a job, when you have income, you have options. That's one thing about capitalism, is because you have the self-determination option of growing your own personal wealth, so to speak, to use that for lack of a better word, that doesn't make you happy, but it will give you options, doesn't it, Bob?
It gives you options, and it's getting better virtually every day. Trump has been in office 2 years, and I don't want to seem like a proselytizer for Trump, but I got to tell you, the country's better right now.
I saw a headline today that 26 states are experiencing record unemployment.
It's incredible. I mean, anybody that wants a job can get it. And when people get jobs and do productive and positive work, the country moves ahead.
And I think it's appropriate to give Trump credit, but I still think we've got to fall back on the fact that all what he's done is taken a system that's been successful for over 200 years and taken advantage of it. I mean, the socialists are not running against when they propose socialism. They're not. That's not anti-Trump. That's anti-American, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Trump has taken the American spirit, which isn't any place else in the world, and he's found a way to kindle that spirit and make it move ahead. That's terrific. It's really the people that have done this, not Trump.
That's exactly right. And so, folks, as you consider whatever the socialists are selling, first thing to do is ask yourself, all the men and women that we celebrate today who paid the ultimate sacrifice, who poured out the last full measure of devotion, would they have done that over these years? Would they have done that so that you and I could have this kind of a life today if they'd been putting in themselves in harm's way for socialism? I don't think so. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back. And there's a new offering coming out of from Bob Dylan Snyder that I want you to know about. You're gonna like it. And we'll talk about that after the break. 10 Jeff, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.